This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just a couple of hours now until the House reconvenes. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy is determined to become Speaker, but he's failed in several rounds of voting. Can he swing any more votes his way?
The holdouts appear intent on waiting out McCarthy, who himself is determined to persuade enough of them to back him and end a stalemate unseen in a century. McCarthy said last night there's been a lot of progress, but both sides are urging him to either find the votes he needs or step aside, since the House cannot fully open without a Speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan just said she will not run for re-election. That opens a seat in a key battleground state. The monster storm slamming California has led to the deaths of two people, including a child who died in Occidental California in Sonoma County. A tree fell on the child's home. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed warned this is a fierce storm.
We see the rainfall. It's coming down. It's coming down hard, and it's not letting up anytime soon. We can expect, mudslides and a number of other issues.
Pope Francis presided over former Pope Benedict's funeral at the Vatican this morning.
Francis opened the Mass with a prayer as he stood among thousands who had flocked to witness the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Francis wore the crimson vestments typical of papal funerals, in contrast to the heads of state, royalty and clergy all dressed in black and seated nearby. Many had come from Benedict's native Bavaria to say their final goodbyes. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church is asking for a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine at the end of this week to coincide with the church Christmas holiday. This is AP News. The latest now on the man accused in the killings of four University of Idaho students. The AP's Donna Warder reports.
The doctoral student accused of the slayings of four University of Idaho students is back in the state after being extradited from Pennsylvania. Brian Koberger was flown by Pennsylvania State Police to a small regional airport near the Idaho border and handed over to local authorities Wednesday evening. Koberger, a doctoral student at Washington State University, was arrested at his parents' home last week in eastern Pennsylvania and agreed to be extradited to Idaho. The 28-year-old's attorney says his client is eager to be exonerated. Police have released few details about the investigation into the November 13th stabbings at a rental home near the University of Idaho campus, and there's a gag order on attorneys, law enforcement, and other officials. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.